This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
But the most touching part of the special was when a woman doctor from England, who specializes in working, get this, with the mothers of special needs children. That's what her specialty is. She works with moms of special needs children. And she said, this really shocked us when we heard this, but here's what she said. When a mother of a special needs child has all the stress that she deals with raising a handicapped or special needs child, here's what she said. She doesn't age 1 year and 12 months. She ages 6 years in one 12-month period. You do the math. If a woman with a special needs child ages 6 years in 1 year, they've measured that somehow physiologically, then 10 years is like aging 60 years with a special needs child, and it's really debilitating. But here's the powerful part that almost had spiritual overtones to me. She said, we've discovered, however, when these women of special needs children get together, and they encourage one another, and they help one another, and they love one another. And I, even though they didn't mention, I'm sure they prayed for one another. There were believers in that group. Here's what she said. Physiological things happen that are measurable in their blood work. They're things that are measurable in other tests that they can do. That these women who are aging at 6 years every year because of the stress are improving in their health. Because they're doing something, the Lord says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. I think there's a spiritual connection with it. Is it possible the Lord wants you and I to love him with all our hearts and minds, which means every part of us, and to love other people? Because not only does the Lord deserve it, that's a given, but it actually makes us better people physically. It makes us better people emotionally. It makes us better people spiritually in every way to be a man or woman or young person who says, I happen to love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind, and I mean it. And I happen to love my neighbor, other people, as myself. Isn't it interesting? One of the most popular TV shows in Ireland today. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are as people trace their roots and trace their heritage and trace to find out who their great-great-grandfather was, who their great-grandmother was? Today, who do you think you are? Leave here today. Decide that it can be said of you, I am a man, I am a woman. Two things. I love the Lord, my God, with all my heart, soul, and mind. And I love people because that's what the Lord told me to do in 1 John. He says, he who says, I love God, but I hate my brother, is a liar. Doesn't get any plainer than that. How do you need it spelled out any clearer than that? If I claim to love God but don't love people, I am a liar. Why? Because God is love, and every time you love, listen to this, I'll leave you with this thought. Every time you love, you express love. That's a God moment. Not in some New Age context. I don't mean it in that way. But if God is love, every time we love, God is in that. The Bible says God is love. Every time we love, God is in that moment. He's in that act, that event. Why? Because he's love. Decide today to be a man, a woman who loves. And you know what? Your life will never be the same. Let's pray together. But Lord, remind us that we are to be people of love. That when all the dust settles in our life and the life is over and there's the final accounting, so to speak, what's going to matter is, did we love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and did we love people? Everything else takes a back seat to that. Everything does. The education, the achievement, the resume, it's all back seat stuff. What's in the front seat is, did we love you? And did we love people?
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.